wasn't so much a radical idea. The idea had been around for decades, even before there was a space program. The thing that was really interesting about the OAOs was that integrated approach that was being taken, the commitment that was being made. It's one thing to talk about what could be done from space. It's another to actually go out and do it. And the OAOs were a commitment by NASA, basically recognizing the importance of this and the desires of the astronomical community and the science community in general to understand the universe at ultraviolet and even X-ray wavelengths. And the real big leap there was, again, these weren't just an instrument that you put up in space and it worked for a small amount of time. This was a commitment of saying we're going to actually have an observatory in space, which means we have to figure out not only how to point it at one or two objects, but how to point it all over the sky, how to retrieve the data, how to plan and schedule those observations, how to resolve anomalies that might happen since we can't actually go up, at least at the time, and repair an observatory like that, how to actually communicate all that information, that science information to the ground along with the engineering information. It was really not just a scientific challenge, but an engineering challenge that merged, those creative thoughts that people had on the ground as far as how you operate ground-based observatories with what you would need to do for an observatory that's orbiting hundreds of miles overhead and is essentially inaccessible after it's launched. So that was really revolutionary. That was the new part of it. That was the commitment part of it.